Third Generation Construction, the region's leading residential general contracting company. Great to have all the Lorain County boys basketball coaches joining us here tonight. We had the Lorain County girls coaches here last Monday, and now we're joined by Jeff Huber, second-year head coach of the Elyria Catholic Panthers. And Jeff, great to see you. Year one at EC was a year ago. You start year two. I know last year was very successful. Before we get into this year, kind of what did you think last year, year one, as you sort of reflect on it?
Well, you know, I was very fortunate to come in with a really good group of kids, and in particular a really strong group of seniors. And that's not always the case when you take over. Oftentimes you take over a program, maybe there's a reason why you're taking over in terms of maybe a talent gap or struggles. And, you know, I was really lucky in that respect that we had some great kids and good players, and that made for a really smooth transition. So actually this year is really more of the year that we're kind of turning over the roster than last year was. But I do hope that there will be a little bit of a carryover effect, that some of the habits and characteristics that those kids that we had last year demonstrated, that kind of has rubbed off on some of our younger guys who are now going to get their opportunities to play.
So carrying over the roster, that's never an easy thing to go through. Who are some of the young guys you're starting to kind of look at, and how do you, I would imagine it makes practices competitive, because literally kids know if I perform, I've got a chance to play.
Yeah, so we have only two seniors this year. Teddy Bundinger, who played quite a bit for us last year, and expecting a lot from him this year, and then Grayson Kramer, who was on our JV last year. We have a couple transfer juniors, Tyler Wilson, who came from North Olmsted midway through last year and was able to practice but not play, and then Xavier Castillo, who came from Clearview and had a very successful sophomore year at Clearview. And then we have a couple sophomores, Jacob Radcliffe and Purvey Smallwood, who played some as freshmen. And then at the point guard, we've got A.J. DeFazio, and who's a freshman, and then Brady Engel, who played as a sophomore last year. So we're really young. I think we have a good skill level. We're just inexperienced. And so in our scrimmages that we've had so far, sometimes when things are going good, we look really good, and then there's other times where we look like a bunch of, you know, guys that are really inexperienced out there. So it's been a little bit of a roller coaster, but hopefully as the season goes along, it'll level out a little bit, and with some experience, these guys will start to play with a higher degree of consistency.
Jeff, do you think it's easier maybe, since you had a great deal of success in year one, to say, okay, I'm going to turn the roster over a little bit, but these guys know that I can get it done. I've got to trust them. They trust me, and I'm at home now. This is home.
Yeah, definitely having some of those relationships more established in year two really helps. You know, when you're in the first year, you know, you really try and build those relationships, but there's no substitute for time. So now, having spent more time together with these guys, certainly we have gotten to know each other better, and they know kind of what I expect, and I've started to know their strengths and weaknesses better. And so I think there definitely is that familiarity does kind of, I think, breed good working conditions. And so for us, I hope that what you're saying is the case, that does help us as we move forward into year two.
How important is it when you look at the way the conference is structured to say that, you know, this is sort of the last go-around for us, and we've got to make sure that everybody remembers this Elyria Catholic Panther team?
Yeah, I think that is motivating to our kids. You know, we haven't talked about it a ton yet, but I've heard them talking about it a little bit. You know, I try to take the mentality of the next game is always the most important game. But I do know that is something that they're aware of, and they, you know, have their feelings about it. And so it would be a great thing to go out with a really successful last run through the GLC. So when we talked about team goals, that was right at the top of their list. So hopefully we can make that happen.
Looks like you've got a pretty challenging schedule, a little bit of a different schedule, especially when I look at some of your non-conference games. Can you tell us a little bit about how you guys were able to comprise this year's schedule?
Yeah, so we wanted to change the schedule a little bit, and we picked up a handful of teams that were, you know, in the regionals last year. We start with Beachwood. We have Gilmore over Christmas break, Lake Catholic, Cuyahoga Heights. So wanted to see some different types of teams, see some teams, maybe a team like Lake Catholic, and that's going to be in our conference starting next year. So I think it gives us, and we got Lorain back on the schedule this year, which I was excited about. So it gives us a real kind of diversity of opponents, and lets us see a lot of different styles as we, you know, get closer to the tournament. So I think it'll really challenge us, but I think that, you know, some of those games, win or lose, will make us better.
Jeff, what are some of the goals this year?
Yeah, well, I think we definitely want to compete to be towards the top of the conference. I think that's a goal that our guys have talked about. And then, you know, last year we Had a successful season. Unfortunately, we lost in the sectional finals, so I think the guys would like to move past that this year and try to make it into district play. And so those are probably two of the primary goals that I've heard those guys talking about as we've been in our preseason.
When your group last year faced some adversity from time to time, it seemed that you guys would kind of rally around and just say, you know what, we might not be the most talented team on the floor tonight, but we can work harder than these guys. Is that something that this group's going to be able to have to quickly do the same thing?
Yeah, it's really funny you say that because we had that exact conversation on Saturday. We had a scrimmage, and we played one really poor quarter where I thought mentally we kind of let down. And I made that exact point. I said this year's team may be more skilled than last year's team, but last year's team had a mental toughness that this year's team doesn't have yet. And so, you know, the challenge to them was we've got to get there. And if we do get that with some of the skill that we have, I think we can have a really nice team. But there's no substitute for that. And so that was something that you're absolutely correct. We had in spades last year, and hopefully as this year goes along, these younger guys will start to develop that same kind of resiliency and tenacity and poise under pressure.
You know, you talk about the non-conference schedule a little bit. You know, you mentioned Lorraine. I think that that's interesting because, you know, there's a definite difference in size. But when you think about that, that's always been something to me. You guys should be playing them. They should be playing you. I think it's a great thing.
I do, too. It's fun. I think I'm hopeful that'll generate a good crowd. And, you know, I think our kids got excited about that when we were able to get them on the schedule. You know, a lot of the kids at EC know the kids at Lorraine, and so it's going to make for a fun atmosphere, and I'm hopeful that we can continue some of those games. You know, one of the downsides of leaving the GLC was that conference was nice for us location-wise. All the schools are relatively close. In our new conference, there's a lot more travel. So I think it's important for us to try to maintain some of those kind of like Lorraine County rivalries, if you will, and I'm hopeful that that can be one going forward.
Jeff, we really appreciate your time. I want to wish you and the Panthers the best of luck. We've got you several times this year. As I look at the schedule, we've got you with Rocky River, with Pat Bray and the Amherst Comets, and also taking on Alan Januzzi and the Open Door Patriots on WEOL. But thanks for your time, and best of luck this year.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That is Jeff Huber, the head coach of Elyria Catholic. He'll toss the headset over to Pat Bray, and we'll bring in the head coach of the Amherst Comets. Coach, good luck to you this year.